Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward on KDBPC for May 29th. And this morning, my guest on the phone is the mayor herself, Mayor Diana Broderson. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. It's beautiful this morning, isn't it?
It is. I was just standing on our deck looking at the flowers and listening to the birds. It's a beautiful day.
For once, no rain. That's just nice.
Absolutely.
Well, tell me, I know that we are on the precipice of kind of really reopening. Where are we at? How fast are we going to go? What's going on with Muscatine and COVID?
Well, several of the area organizations and businesses are trying to follow along with the governor's proclamations, which seem to be changing a lot lately. but we are seeing restaurants opening up, not all at once, and certainly they're opening up in a manner that they're trying to keep their customers and staff as safe as they can be, as well as the public. Right. And so you're seeing less people, they're having things cordoned off to make sure that they're only serving 50% of their normal population at a time. And then you're seeing people wear masks, and every business is different. None of this stuff is mandated. So
right.
It's not mandated that things open. It's allowed that things open.
Okay.
But then the safety mitigations and the safety guidelines are recommendations. Many times I wish there was a little more teeth in it.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's up to each business to make their own decisions with that. And then it's up to them as well to police it, which is even a harder feat. So I continue to ask the public to please, if a certain business puts stipulations on that you have to wear a mask to come in, if you have to stay 6 feet apart, whatever it is, please be respectful of them. These businesses, especially the ones that were closed for a time, they're in a tough place financially, and certainly they and their employees are under a lot of stress. Let's not add to that by arguing with them about whatever guidelines they put in place. And I've responded to a few people who have complained that it violates their freedoms to have to wear a mask. But I think we need to remember that these businesses, it's their own private property, and they can put any stipulations they want on you in order for you to access their services. So your freedom is to not go there if you choose, if you don't like whatever their rules are. But it's their own private property, just like they can say no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Right.
No mask, whatever it is, and some have chosen to mandate masks, others haven't. I'm just asking people to be respectful. But yes, things are opening back up. So you're seeing restaurants opening up, playgrounds, Kent Stein Park will be opening up, Riverview Center and Pearl City Station for rentals. Of course, we're asking everybody to follow the safety regulations that are going to be imposed on each one of those facilities, and just everybody staying apart from one another. That's what's really going to be key.
Yeah. Well, and that's, we were talking a couple weeks ago when it came to the city council meeting, and you guys were discussing outdoor seating and that kind of a thing. Now, that moratorium was lifted, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, that's kind of like where my concern would be, too, is that if people are sitting outside without masks, again, that's not something that, unless you're the business owner, really, we can't stop them from.
We can't mandate that.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm also, a lot of people are worried about things opening up.
Yeah.
Too soon. But I have to just keep asking each individual family, you make the decisions for your family. And if you feel it's too early to go out and sit and eat in a restaurant, then please don't.
Yes.
But others don't have those same feelings, and we all have our own opinions, and that's a good thing. We wouldn't want to all be the same.
Right.
But each family needs to research, read the data, listen to the news, and make those decisions for their own families.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And well, you know, and I am personally excited that the parks are kind of coming back open. But again, being mindful about it, wearing a mask if there are people around, staying your distance. That's just, it's common sense right now.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And even with Salisbury Recreation Center opened up for camping over this past weekend, and my family went out camping. That's the first thing. That's the first time that we've been around our kids and grandkids since March 15th.
Wow.
So they came to our house and stood down below, and we've stayed up on the deck and talked to them in that way. But camping was the first time we've even, you know, we sat around the campfire together and were able to visit and had meals together, trying to stay still 6 feet apart. But what the rules are at the campground for Salisbury is each family, you know, stay within your own campsite family, and don't be wandering around to other people's campsites.
Right.
And if you use the restrooms, wear a mask.
Right.
Now, almost the entire weekend, mostly all of the people that we saw using the restroom, they would have a mask on, but you had a couple of people who were not wearing masks when they went in the restroom. Of course, me being me, I stopped them and reminded them, you need to wear a mask to go in here. And they're not always pleasant about it, and they don't listen. But
right.
But, you know, what I tried to share with them, even though it wasn't going very far, was that, you know, this is what's going to keep these services open for us to be able to utilize. If people don't follow the guidelines that whatever business or organization establishes, then we run the risk of them closing it again. We run the risk of there being a second wave, a second peak, if you will.
Right.
We also run the risk of them saying, you know what, we're not able to provide what we think is adequate social distancing because people aren't following the rules. So they could just choose to close again.
Right.
Even if the governor doesn't mandate it. So that's why I continue to encourage people, whatever rules are established for that service, please just follow them. Not right. That hard.
No, it's not. Well, one other question before I let you go. And again, I'm not sure just how much information you get, but within the city of Muscatine, have we seen or are we about to see maybe another kind of spike in COVID, or are we staying kind of flat at this point? Do you know?
I think I get emails from the Department of Homeland Security every day and Iowa Department of Public Health usually, as well as I read the website, the coronavirusiowa.org regularly and share data with the public. I believe that Muscatine is looking pretty well. I think most people in Muscatine are following those recommendations. Certainly our positive cases have declined that we're seeing new each day. Our death rate has declined. We're sitting at 41 yesterday morning at 10 a.m. I'll do another update at 10 a.m. today.
Okay.
Iowa as a whole is not doing that well. And so as folks travel outside of Muscatine to other communities, we run that risk of falling in that category where things start to escalate again, and we just don't want to go back there.
Right.
So that's why my encouragement is always, let's continue to buckle down and follow the social distancing guidelines so we can put this behind us as soon as we possibly can. That is everyone's wish, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Mayor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. We always appreciate it.
Absolutely, Amy. Thanks, and please call me anytime.
Will do. You've been listening to Moving Forward on KWPC, the voice of Muscatine.
You've been listening to Moving Forward on the voice of Muscatine, KWPC, AM 860, FM 95.1. Thanks to our sponsor, MPW Digital TV and MockLink Internet, the local providers at mpw.org. And remember, Moving Forward, each weekday at 8:15 to learn how Muscatine is on the move.